Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky like a patent Easterized upon a table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels and sawdust restaurants with oyster shells. Streets that follow like a tedious argument of insidious intent to lead you to an overwhelming question. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. The yellow fog that rubs its back upon the window panes. The yellow smoke that rubs its muzzle on the window panes. Licked its tongue into the corners of the evening. Lingered upon the pools that stand in drains. That fall upon its back and soot that falls from chimneys. Slipped by the terrace and made a sudden leap. And seeing that it was a soft October night, curled once about the house and fell asleep. And indeed there will be time for the yellow smoke that slides along the street. Rubbing its back along the window panes. There will be time. There will be time to prepare a face, to meet the faces that you meet. There will be time to murder and create. Time for all the works of days and of days of hands, and lift and drop a question on your plate. Time for you and time for me. And time yet for 100 indecisions, for 100 visions and revisions, and for making toast of tea. In the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. And indeed, there will be time to wonder, do I dare, and do I dare? Time to turn back and descend the stair with a bald spot in the middle of my hair. They will say how his hair is growing thin. My morning coat, my collar mounted firmly to the chin. My necktie rich and modest, but asserted by a simple pin. They will say how it arms are legs and thin. Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions, which a minute will reverse. I have known about them all already, known them all. I have known the evenings, mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voice is dying with a dying fall. Beneath the music from a farther room, so how should I presume? And I have known the eyes already, known them all. The eyes that fix you in a formulated phrase. And when I am formulated sprawling on a pin, when I am pinned but wriggling on the wall, then how should I begin to spit out all the butt ends of my days and ways? And how should I presume? And I have known all arms already, known them all. Arms that are braceleted and white and bare, but in the lamplight down with light brown hair. Is it perfume from a dress that makes me so digress? Arms that lie around the table or wrap around a shawl? And how should I presume? And how should I begin? So shall I say I've gone and dust through narrow streets and watched the smoke that rises from the pipes of lonely men in shirt sleeves leaning out of windows? I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across floors of silent seas.